Good evening, happy Monday. Welcome to the Stephen Knight Show. Hope you're having a great Monday. We're going to try our best to make it even better. Tonight we have a show full of the hottest topics everyone is talking about. Keke Palmer and Darius Dawton Jackson, they are going through it. We're going to talk about the latest with the temporary restraining order and the custody battle they're under. And then, have you heard of the internet apocalypse? Can you imagine being without the internet for months on end? It could be coming soon. And then Tracy Chapman, she wins Songwriter of the Year, the first Black songwriter to win a CMA after a song that she released 35 years ago. And then, of course, there's an update in the Elijah McCain case. Find out what happened to the officer who was there on site. But listen, we're monitoring over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, of course, our official website, thestephenknightshow.com. If you want to watch, just go to our YouTube channel, Stephen Knight Show. When we come back, question of the day and hot topics right back after this.
Give me emotion, give me the ocean, I need devotion. Give me the ocean, I need devotion from you. I know I do. Feeling like I want you.
Let me get that back.
Screaming like deja vu. Dreaming too, but please drop by. I rely on your reply. Outside tough guy. Come by, oh no. Give me emotion, give me the ocean, I need devotion from you. I know I do. Give me emotion, give me the ocean, I need devotion from you. I know I do. Inside, foresight, I like being over you. Sunlight, parasite, bringing on my Fahrenheit. Going on a date, or is this an interview? I like you, but you won't let me. Who in cute, baby, I'm at ease. Yeah, I'm 2 foot 2, nah, don't blow trees. Vegan no more, only eat trees. I write your raps, you didn't know. I'm feeling down, you climbing poles. Please write me back, feeling so cold. I'm so emotional, need self-control with you. Wrong with you, said I'm strong with you. I guess I lied about not writing another song with you. Just get into it, I grow through it. Saw us holding hands every day, but fuck it, screw it. Any devotion from you, I know I do. Give me emotion, give me the ocean. Any devotion from you, I know I do. Any devotion from you, I know I do. Motion, ocean. I need devotion from you, I know I do.
Yeah, brass man, I have a spirit of fear. Lucy can't stop me.
So long that while high, I keep my top down. Living my head cause I can't wear the crown too low. Never gon' bow down. Everybody out there running games, so they pass on me. Treat like a op, bow. When I came up, they were whooping, but was still on a leash. People gon' talk down. They gon' in love, cause I still serve the most high. No, I won't stop now. When I throw signs up, it's not what they said, dog. Know that for H-Town. Roll with a warrant, try not to get caught, but I'm fly. Still put the top down. Love for the father, make kiss for the fans, yeah. Can't switch on y'all now. Only sinners walk with grace. Pack your bags, follow me home. Pray my sins, turn out winners. Keeping that lead when I'm long gone. All of my fears can't hold me back. Let go of those who did me wrong. All of my fears won't hold me back. What don't kill me made me strong. Victory lap. We on attack. Ain't looking back. Rushing outside like I'm sleeping in a bando. Bible on me, I've been feeling like Rambo. Devil trying to hide, he ain't wearing no camo. Killing myself, got a ticket out the plan though. Still on fire for the Lord with a fan go. Heard him talking stupid, I cut it just like a bango. I'm sitting glad, let me cut the thing real low. I've been looking up high when I feel low. And we still outside with the can folks. I was scraping both sides to the rim broke. I was walking through church with the trench coat. Sending my 10% through Venmo. Lord said he'd be back, hit a memo. That's a cross around my neck, not a crystal. There's a Bible on me, not a pistol. Don't even know what I've been through. All these sinners walk with grace. Pack your bags, follow me home. Pray my sins, turn out winners. Keeping that lead when I'm long gone. All of my fears can't hold me back. Let go of those who did me wrong. All of my fears won't hold me back. Cause what don't kill me made me strong. Victory lap. We on attack.
Street Labs, you're on the air. Yo, what do you feel when you hear a record like T-Dot's new one?
I love T-Dot's new record.
Right, but don't you feel like that's him creating tension, choosing to rock the boat? He's talking about white blessings, troubles with this nation, and not in those words. And he's talking about they want to silence him.
Hey guys, this is Kimmy from Love and Marriage Huntsville, and I'm here on the Steve the Knight Show.
Welcome back to the Steve the Knight Show. We have a show full of the latest hot topics everyone is talking about. You know, the holiday season, so we have a few breaks coming up, but we're going to end the year off right. One of my drove over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, of course, our official website, StephenKnightShow.com. Rather, watch go on our YouTube channel, Steve the Knight Show. Go on our TikTok. Our TikTok is jumping now. We have over 1 million likes, and people are commenting, arguing, going back and forth. I love every moment of it. Also remind you, we have new merch out, so check it out. And make sure you register to vote. We had a big election last week. We have, you know, more elections coming next year that are very important, so make sure you're registered. And again, we're sending our thoughts and prayers to all the victims of the war with Israel and Palestine. You know, a lot of innocent people are being murdered, which is horrible. All right, family, how y'all feeling today on this fine Monday?
All right. Really, Lania?
Well, listen, our question of the day is, if you could ask your future self one question, what would it be? Lania?
Have you forgiven yourself?
That's a good one. That's a good one. What about you, Chike?
You said my future self?
Your future self, yeah.
If I could ask my future self one thing. How does it feel to have lived your life without any regrets?
That's a good one, too. I think mine would be did you do all that you wanted to do? Yeah, so that's good for us to keep in mind as we move on in life, to make sure that when we ask ourselves those questions when we get older, that we can answer them affirmatively. But tweet us at home, let us know if you could ask your future self one question, what would it be? All right, so hot topic. So last week, Keke Palmer, she was granted a temporary restraining order against
her ex and father of her son, Darius Dalton Jackson, after he was accused of abusing her multiple times. Now, Darius is reportedly denying the allegations. So according to TMZ TV, a source close to Darius reportedly claims that the latest issue between the two stemmed from a disagreement about custody over their son, Leotis. The source shared that Darius and Kiki were texting about picking up their son so he could watch a football game last Sunday. However, when he arrived at Kiki's place, their son wasn't there, leading to an argument. Kiki called her mother, and her mother allegedly threatened to put a bullet in Darius's head. A source connected to Kiki reportedly told the outlet that Darius began to cuss at Kiki while she was on the phone with her mother, and Kiki's mother, Sharon, threatened Darius because she had feared for her daughter's safety. Darius denies abusing Kiki, and a source connected to him claims that the still images attached to Kiki's restraining order filing is from when Darius tried to wrestle Kiki's phone from her, causing them to tussle on the couch. Now, a source claims that police were called over but didn't find any probable cause to arrest Darius for domestic abuse, violence, and they did not make a report. The outlet also noted that Kiki's restraining order filing, that she also attached the screenshots from the altercation that happened last year in February. However, it's unclear what led to the incident. So if you don't know, she filed for full custody of her child, but she also filed for the restraining order, and attached to the restraining order were video stills of him choking her on the couch. And so he's saying it didn't happen, although we have the footage. And apparently, Kiki's mom, she's been in the industry 22 years to support, Kiki's business partner, manager. And she made a video and said that she reached out. So Darius's brother is one of the stars of Insecure. And she reached out to him to say, your brother is abusing my daughter. And he said, I used to be like that too. And one of his ex-girlfriends who he was dating while doing Insecure came out and said he is abusive as well. So now their mother, both the Darius and his brother, their mother had come out and said that it wasn't true. So now it's causing all this back and forth. But one thing people are saying, people love Kiki Wyatt. And Kiki Wyatt Kiki Palmer and Kiki's mom doesn't get involved in things like that, but she's always around because she is a manager business partner. So I'm gonna start with you, Linnea. What are your thoughts on these allegations? And when you heard about it, what were your thoughts? Because a lot of people are saying that they obviously protected him because none of this came out. This happened last year. And now it's out there. So what are your thoughts?
So you never know what's going on behind the doors, right? And I saw some of the comments. And Kiki didn't put those images out. TMZ got a hold of them.
Right.
Because, it's public record.
Mm-hmm.
And they put all those out.
Yeah.
She couldn't file. She went and filed her restraining order. She got a restraining order. I'm going to assume that's a temporary one because they got to go back to court in December. Mm-hmm. But she was given full custody of their son. In regards to who his brother is, I hate to say this, but I can see that dynamic being true because of who his brother is.
Mm.
And I could probably assume the chick who talked about the brother, the ex-girl, because she was the one that had a baby by him. And mm-hmm. that's why she wanted to show no more.
Right.
Looking at the stills is rough.
Yeah.
Like he's on top of her.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing where you can see she has the upper hand.
Right.
It's all him. And then the reaction with the whole Usher thing, that's like more flames to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, really do hope that this situation gets worked out because people do love PK.
Yeah.
But the thing that bothers me was the comments on social media. It's her fault. why she didn't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If she wouldn't have been out there acting like that with Usher, he wouldn't have put his hands on her. She toxic as hell. She created all of that.
Yeah.
So listen, when you got them cameras in your house, it's probably way more than what she even attached to it.
Exactly.
When somebody go black out, he wanna think about them cameras.
Mm-hmm. And I read today that allegedly he's done it multiple times, and that's what led her to end up leaving him. But Chike, so you know, his brother, one of the stars of Insecure, he said that he never said it to Keke Palmer's mom that he used to abuse women as well. And he said that, you know, none of this is true. But after the footage came out, the pictures, the stills, he deleted his comment.
Uh-huh.
Because now it's not on the internet. So what are your thoughts on this?
So, okay. I'm receiving this information probably like most of the world is receiving the information in pieces, okay?
Right.
From my point of view, their relationship was golden until the Usher concert, and then it went down a dirty, rocky hill real fast. Although that's not the reality of their situation.
Right.
The reality of their situation is that they've been in trouble for some time, and she was probably dealing with a lot of stuff for some time, and you know, we didn't know about it, mm-hmm. and then it trickles out. The part that gets me, first of all, I don't like men putting their hands on women. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But the other, not but, because but erases everything that you said before. However, the other aspect of this is I cannot stand to see fathers separated from their children, especially male children. I would advise, bruh, to get yourself a lawyer, put yourself in a rehabilitation program before a judge orders you to.
Mm-hmm.
Stack your money up and work on rehabilitation so you can maintain a relationship with your child.
Yeah.
You're probably still sore about the relationship with Keke because you probably still have a lot of emotions over that relationship because there were a lot of things attached to it. Let it go. What's more important is your relationship with your child. Work on showing the court before you have to go to court that you're rehabilitated and you're working on being a good father. That's mm-hmm. the only way that I see light at the end of this situation.
Yeah.
Agree to be.
I don't know if that's to Chike's point. I'm sorry. Wasn't there something that said that he was trying to pull their son from her? Before I saw a story about that, like he was trying to snatch his son from her.
Yeah.
I can see that. However, before a court orders you to send yourself into rehab and show the world that you're trying to rehabilitate yourself so you can have a relationship with your child. At this point, it's negative to your end. And you're going to have to go way above and beyond the call of duty to come back to normal.
Mm-hmm. You know, and when I first heard about this last week, the first thing I heard was she filed for full custody and then I saw a restraining order. And I said, I wonder if she did the restraining order so she could get full custody. But when I saw those images, it was like, oh, you know. And it's sad that women are not believed in situations like that. But she had the camera, she had the footage, and you can't erase that. You can't erase it.
You never know what people are going through.
Yeah.
No, and I've worked in family law for a long time. I know that there are some women who are so spiteful.
Yeah.
They're spiteful and they use the system. And then there are those, you know, who genuinely need it.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, there is a such thing as people filing for the restraining order.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So yes, people do that.
Mm-hmm.
But once you see those images, I hate to see what it looks like in motion.
Right.
Because it looks like he drug her from one spot to the other spot, mm-hmm. going back and forth with her.
Yeah.
you know, in the one particular.
Well, we hope they figure
this out. Can I just add this too, Stephen? I will say this, and this goes to any other person out there that's in this situation. Time is of the essence. Don't wait around. Your child is only going to age as time goes on. Mm-hmm. The more time that you spend dealing or not dealing with this situation, time goes on where your child is not connected to you. Don't let time pass without your child knowing who you are or being in their life.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, can you imagine spending months without the roaming the internet? Most people can't spend a full day without it. However, a Georgia Mason University professor is warning that an impending solar storm may lead the world into an internet apocalypse. Now, he says the internet has come to the age during a time when the sun has been relatively quiet, and now it's entering a more active time. His name is Professor Peter Becker. He is the lead investigator on a project that creates Earth warning systems for threats such as this one. The scientist told Fox News that there have been a lot of coral mass injections, CMEs, over superheated material. Superheated matter that distorts Earth's magnetic field. According to Becker, power grids, satellites, underground fiber optic cables with copper sheds, navigation and GPS systems, radio transmitters, and communication equipment are all vulnerable. There also only be a warning 8 to 12 ahead of the ordeal. So apparently something like this happened back in 1859, but it was when we had telegraph systems. And now he's saying that the systems are more vulnerable now. So we could literally be without the internet for months, because it would take, and not just internet, but technology like that, because it takes a while to rebuild all those things. And they say it could disrupt up to 10 to 20 billion dollars per day if it would hit the economy this way, if this were to happen. And it could happen any day. So think about it. We have our banking systems. We have our phones. We have everything's tied to the internet. What would the internet be like, Chike, if it was gone for months? What would the world be like?
You talking about me personally or just in the world?
In the world. Well, you world and personal. What do you think?
I think it would be chaotic for the world. I think people will lose their minds. They would need to be admitted to mental wards. Seriously. Mm-hmm. I think people would not know how to act.
Yeah.
However, those of us that were born before a certain time, we'll know how to operate. And those of us that have been Boy Scouts and know how to camp and do things from a prehistoric disposition will be even better. I'm going to be okay. Because at this point in my life, I connected the internet to work. Mm. And when you say the internet is not working, that means I'm off work.
Linnea, what are your thoughts on this?
All I need to know is that whole thing going to affect, you know, student loans,
right,
portals, so I know how to maneuver. Hey, I can't pay my rent, cause, right, you know, or I can't pay this student loan right now. What's going on? I can't pay these bills. Listen, I can't go online and pay y'all. Y'all ain't got nowhere close to me to go in person, so I can't do that either. Mm-hmm. So what I'm gonna do? I'll be fine, cause there was a time people used to call me on payphone. It was a time I had a landline. And we weren't worried about no intranet.
Right.
We weren't worried about that type of stuff. So guess what? It would be what it's going to be. I guess we just going to have to, well, you know, got rid of the DVD. So there's still a couple of red boxes around. We'd have to find them. We'd have to work. You know what you would have to do? You would fucking have to talk to people.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, the raid popping.
I think from a societal standpoint, it would be good for people to be talking again and interacting again, you know, in person. But I don't like this. I don't like it.
You think it's going to be that sweet? You think it's going to be that sweet if people just talking?
He's on every day. Steven is on every day. He going crazy. That's what's wrong with him. That's why he needs a break. He needs a social media break because Steven is on every day. That's his problem. So if he loses it, Steven going to go crazy.
I will go crazy. I'll go crazy. All right. Well, nearly 35 years after the release of her song, Fast Car, Tracy Chapman has become the first Black songwriter to win a CMA for Song of the Year. So according to Rolling Stones, the song recently rose to popularity due to the cover by singer Luke Combs. Chapman did not attend the CMAs last week on Wednesday, but she did thank the crowd in a statement. She said, "It's truly an honor for my song to be newly recognized after 35 years of his debut. Thank you to the CMAs and special thanks to Luke and all the fans of Fast Car." So, you know, this song, I had heard it, I guess, but it didn't pop to my head. So I listened to it when I heard this news. It's a great song. I'm sure people love the song, loved it for years, but it's a great song. And so it goes to show the power of music. 35 years after she released it, now she wins Songwriter of the Year for it. Lenny, what are your thoughts on this accomplishment?
So I love Tracy Chapman. Yeah. I'm not watching the CMAs, but I love Tracy Chapman. The one thing I will say is I did see a clip circulating from that. It was a fella by the name of Jelly Roll.
Yes.
He won Best New Artist. First of all, the speech he gave wasn't in front of the right people because he needed a black.
Sure did. He sure did.
He needed the organ. He needed us with that he gave because he also performed with K. Michelle, which was a first.
Yeah.
K. Michelle, CMAs, who would have thunk it? But
I would have thunk it.
I would.
She has a degree in yodeling. Come on.
Well, she performed with Jelly Roll, who won Best New Artist, and he's 39 years old. And that's, you know, his whole speech was, you would. He needed us.
He did.
But congratulations to Tracy because she should have been recognized a long time
ago. Yeah.
Let's clarify that. Mm-hmm. But we're here now, and I hope that she relishes in this moment because she honestly, wholeheartedly deserves it.
Yeah. No, so about K. Michelle, well, Jelly Roll, his story, he was in jail. You know, he had some trouble early on, but he's married, he's has kids, and now he's a new artist, you know. And he was saying, you know, it's never too late, you know, and he's 39 years old to win Best New Artist. But you're right, he took it to church. But K. Michelle has been saying she wanted to do a country album for a long time. And so go on our TikTok page, we posted where she performed with him. People were so proud of her, like the fact that she's now on the CMA stage as an R&B artist, but they said real K. Michelle fans know she loves country music. But Chicky, what are your thoughts on this?
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I probably my whole entire life, I've always been an advocate of the arts. And this is a true example of what someone who has pure artistry can do. Mm-hmm. I think that, and to me, this is like a classic textbook situation. To me, when an artist creates art, you're giving a piece of your soul to the universe.
Mm-hmm.
What wonderfulness is it that you give that offering up, and then it circles back in time and comes back and offers something back to you?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love it. I wish that this kind of stuff would happen to more artists.
Yeah. And I downloaded the song. It's on my phone now.
It justifies like everything artists go through.
Exactly. I agree. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, find out the recent establishment in Elijah McClain case, and then more on the Jonathan Majors, why his attorneys are pushing back. Right back after this.
Another one, and another one, yeah. Kenny Black, the music machine on the track. Lyrics, Donnie.
Okay, look,
talk some lyrics.
Look.
met her out in Senegal. Kept it light, couple drinks, hickin' in my car. Was chillin' with some older folks. Kinda chilly, help you button up your overcoat. Hold a toast, bottle like half a brick. Schoolgirl, biochem, study Latin lit. Passionate, love to help the less fortunate. Triple threat, had a marvel at her gorgeousness. Homesick, talking about she love the snow. Different places that her mother and her cousins go. Bungalows, wanna hide like one of those. Do nothing, run around in the underclothes. Summer glow, back home sipping over yo. Road to riches, she acting like she know the road. Showing you things I ain't supposed to show. Next winter, we skiing in the Poconos. And in my mind, I'm really hoping so. Mind sex, our bond is so emotional. Simple life, top down on the open road. Black and white, like when Jay met Colangelo. Your pops and told. Real lies, he was just being a dad though. Like Castro, mom's name Cassandra. To this day, yeah, she still make the best lasagna. It's nothing left for me to ponder. Beat you with a bow like it's a privilege and an honor. We at the penthouse in Palazzo. In the Venetian, we was next to El Chapo. Now we lost out in Cabo. The greedy ass, you a fiend for a taco. Just got those books, she like to read a lot. In the water on them jets like the ski a lot. Tequila shots, batting bougie on the radio. That Jose got her acting like she Quavo. For the pesos, hit me with a pole dance. Made it rain, we got a different type of romance. In the air, love it when you slow dance. She a stallion, she ride, I'm using both hands. Both plan to enjoy this little odyssey. Beach hop to avoid the monotony. Nymphadamus, seen it like a prophecy. Mrs. Long, yeah, I'm thinking quite possibly. They look at us like we a novelty. Pop out and paparazzi on the property.
They say I came through with the gang, so try to do what you trying to do. Still got my gun in my hand. Said she wanna take a perk with me. Got me feeling like the man. Yeah, we in a party lit. We in a party lit. Yeah, we in a party lit. We in a party lit. Yeah, sipping Bacardi, bitch. We got the party lit. Yeah, and she my little party bitch. She got the party lit. Yeah, she like the way that I move. The shit that I do. I'm dripping designer, and I don't know what to do. Nah, must be the weed in the bottle. After this party, she getting lit. After this party, hitting the crib. After this party, sipping Bacardi, she gon' retarded all on the neck. Now I'm in my bag. This Henny hit again. Ops in here looking mad like we won't spin again. Now they turn off the music to tell us chill again. Then they play that Dreams and Nightmares and we get lit again. I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this. So I had to grind like that, to shine like this. In a matter of time I spit on some locked up shit. In the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrist. I see my dreams unfold,
niggas ain't even know. Me and Don from the block, popping them beat moving slow. Get money, you already know, and we stay with the pose. Get money, the antidote. I got the antidote, no, no. Feet stay with the beans, money ain't even stream. Pushing the V, then we sliding out the V, then we cop another V, no. I do my dance on the bitch, the party we making it lit. My niggas, they play with them sticks. Move up, then we empty and
clear. She like the way that I move, she like the way that I dance. Niggas don't know what to do. They say I came through with the gang, so try to do what you trying to do. Still got my gun in my hand. Said she wanna take a perk with me, got me feeling like the man. Yeah, we in a party lit, we in a party lit, yeah. We in a party lit, we in a party lit, yeah. Sipping Bacardi, bitch, we got the party lit, yeah. And she my little party, bitch, she got the party lit, yeah. Money, power, and respect, nah. We get that back and then we go and get that check, law. No, bitch, she on me and she wanna Percocet, nah. We in the party, then we hopping on the jet, law. Every day we on that gangsta shit, we live. Turn this shit up at the party for a vibe.
For a vibe, no.
For a vibe, my niggas ride. And if you play, I swear to God, you finna die.
What's up, y'all? I'm Terrence Sorrell, and y'all listening to the Stephen Knight Show.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. We're monitoring all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and of course, our official website, thestephenknightshow.com. Rather, watch us go on our YouTube channel, Stephen Knight Show. All right, so a jury acquitted Nathan Woodward on charges of reckless manslaughter and criminally neglect, a homicide in connection to the death of 21-year-old Elijah McClain this past Monday. Woodward, a former officer for the Akron, Colorado Police Force, responded to a 2019 call alleging that McClain was displaying sketchy behavior while leaving a convenience store. Shortly after, Woodward placed McCain in a carotid hold, which prosecutors argued was a contributing factor to his death. Nevertheless, he was found not guilty. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser had this to say about the verdict. He said, "Today's verdict is not the one we hoped for, but we respect the jury system and accept this outcome." What people are saying is they still have the two paramedics that they gave him the lethal dose of that medication, I guess, to calm him down, that killed him. And they think they will be held accountable for the death. They were saying the jury didn't think this officer was. But what are your thoughts on this, GK? I wasn't surprised that he got off, but what are your thoughts?
I mean, it's a shame that some of us have become numb to this because it happens so much. It's just another story, another Black man, another city, another town, another cop, another case, another loss, another family that's destroyed.
Right.
When is it going to end? Like, when are, I mean, and I get that the police are out there and they have to protect themselves, but at what point, and I'm speaking of both sides, and I know that there's mental illness in some of these situations, but at what point does the person that's the perp, so to speak, say, "Hey, they're killing people out here. Maybe I need to act differently." When does the cop involved say, "Hey, I don't want to be one of those cops that kill people. Maybe I need to do something differently."
Right.
It has to be something. It has to be some give either way. I'm telling you now, if a cop tells me to stop, pull over, whatever, I'm laying down on the ground straight up. Would you, if you're going to shoot me, you're going to shoot me in a position with my hands open wide, my legs spread. Shoot me down here, because then it'll be proof positive that you murdered me. I'm not fighting you. I'm not arguing with you. What's more important is your life.
Right.
That's the most precious thing that you have. Don't play with it. And police officers need to have more regard for human life. I get it's a criminal. In your eyes, it's a criminal. It's a perp. It's someone that you're apprehending. It's a life. There's a family attached to that. Maybe children attached to that. Just go about things differently. I'm tired of hearing about this stuff. Seriously.
Yeah. And this story, this guy, he was on the spectrum. He had a mask on his face because he had health issues. And he was walking home at night from the store with a hoodie on. And, you know, he was terrified when they approached him. You know what I mean? And so, you know, they administered that medication to calm him down, and it killed him essentially. And so, Benia, what are your thoughts on this?
Who authorized the use of that medication?
Mm-hmm.
That part.
Right.
Who authorized that?
Mm-hmm.
Because, and from a medical standpoint, I'm sorry, Linnea, but from a medical standpoint, if you give someone medication and they're not under your medical care, that's poisoning.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's negligence because you don't know what his medical situation is, mm-hmm. and you're injecting something in him. And most of the time what I hear about, and he was only like 17, am I correct?
21.
He was 21.
But he was real fragile and, you know.
Yeah. So a majority of the time when I hear about people who are on the spectrum, they are super sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that does something to them.
Yeah.
So cops rolled up on him. It wasn't like they were like, hey.
Right.
Yelling. It was a lot going on. Mm-hmm. They probably had the sirens going on. It was a lot going on. And you done freaked this man out.
Mm-hmm.
But there should be accountability across the board.
Yeah.
Across the board. You don't want to hold this cop accountable criminally. Let's talk about civil.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody across the board.
Yep.
Somebody needs to pay. It won't bring him back, but somebody needs to pay.
Yeah.
But we keep having these conversations. We keep having these conversations about Black bodies constantly dropping all over the place at the hands of the police. And like TK said, I'm not going to lie to you. Whenever, if ever, I get... It's happened when I've been pulled over, like more recently, not recently, but what I do in case I get pulled over, I'm hitting record on my phone instantly. Yeah. Then I'm putting my hand, like as soon as I see, whoop, bam, I'm instantly hitting record. Now, what you want? Because I know where I got to reach at to get my wallet. I know where I got to reach at to get, I ain't moving nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get to this car. And then you're looking, because I got to go here and I got to go here to get you what you need. I want to make it home. But we've had this conversation before.
Yep.
I don't understand why people turn into Superman, not even Superman, dumb man, when you feel like you want to go back and forth with people who are trigger happy. I don't understand why people need to go back and forth with these people.
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, you're not going to win.
Mm-mm.
Your goal is to make it home, period.
Yep.
And that's not the place to have the fight. The fight is in the courtroom.
Right.
And most people don't pay attention to your first right in that situation. You have the right to remain silent. You do not have to talk. Use that right. It's more powerful than you think. All of this and trying to, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Silence is what works.
Yep.
It's true.
Because you ain't this.
Right. Get home. That's your job. Well, Alan Bragg, he's the Manhattan District Attorney who's currently prosecuting Jonathan Majors. So Jonathan Majors' attorney are saying this man is not equipped for the job because a recent case he did shows that he allegedly feels a way about prominent Black men. So apparently there's this guy, Adam Foss. He's a prominent Black criminal justice reform advocate and former Boston prosecutor. So he was charged for rape by the same DA. What happened was he met this girl. They had been chatting. She's a white woman, 25-year-old. They had been chatting for about a month. Then they finally met up in a hotel. She says that she declined his sexual advances. And once she went to sleep, he sexually assaulted her. But his attorneys say that's not the case because they have text messages where she was telling her friends that she had an amazing night and called him a beautiful man. She changed her story once he ghosted her after they met up in the hotel. And so this case has come to light from Jonathan Majors' attorney, and they're criticizing him. They said that by pursuing this baseless false rape case against a prominent Black man, despite overwhelming evidence of his innocence, it shows that he values votes over Black lives and popularity over justice. So, Linnea, do you think they have a case here? Jonathan Majors' attorney, are they have something here?
I think they absolutely do. Because then that starts to look like a pattern. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because D.A. Bragg is a black man. Mm-hmm. But not only the man who was accused before, his attorney is Jonathan Majors' attorney.
Yeah.
So, you know, that dynamic there where she's already been through this.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that with the Jonathan Majors case, you had so many inconsistencies and you still haven't charged this girl. And you heard that she didn't lay hands on this man. You still haven't charged her. Mm-hmm. She was able to leave the country, from my understanding.
Yeah.
And you still haven't charged her, but he's still going through the gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
With his life and his livelihood hanging in the balance, and for what?
Mm-hmm.
For what? So yeah. I'm hoping that this attorney takes Attorney Bragg to task. I hope it doesn't affect the other thing that he's handling mm-hmm. with the orange. But that's beside the point,
right?
You know, yeah.
But yeah, Chike, as Linnea said, so. This DA did not want to press charges against the woman, the white woman that Jonathan Majors was dating, even though the NYPD believed that Jonathan Majors was telling the truth and they wanted to charge her. So that's why this attorney is saying something's not right here. What are your thoughts?
So I'm going to take a different angle on it. If you have ripe fruit on the tree, and it looks like it has a lot of juice, you're going to squeeze it. And you're going to squeeze it until you get all that you can get out of it. Jonathan Majors is a fruit on a tree.
Mm-hmm.
He got a lot of juice. And they're going to squeeze it and squeeze it and squeeze it. Because as time goes on, the motions filed, different things that come up, paperwork gets done, that's more juice.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to ride it out. They may wait, even if they do press charges on her, it won't be for some time.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, they're getting juice from Jonathan Majors. Because mm-hmm. what does he have to do? Defend himself?
Right. But like Leah said, she left the country. After all this happened, she left the country.
It doesn't matter if she left the country or not. They if she doesn't show up ever again and they still want to pursue something through him, they still can.
Mm-hmm.
Because doesn't it become like a state issue?
Yeah, I think so. All right, well, last story. So Yvonne Orji, she played Molly on Insecure. And so she was recently on Chelsea Handler's podcast, and she revealed that she's a virgin at 39. She said she saved herself from marriage and that she feels sorry for the man that she gives it away to because she has a lot of pent-up frustration and joking about it. But the conversation turned to, is it a red flag if someone's 39 years old and a virgin? Linnea.
No. Like, I mean, we were joking about it over the weekend when we talked about it.
Uh-huh.
I was like, is she a virgin or is she a born again virgin?
That's what it was.
She was engaged at one point in time.
Mm.
And then Jay was like, I don't know, them scenes are Insecure. That don't scream no virgin. But I'm like, that's different.
This is your great actress.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, so that's a little bit different. But no, it's not a red flag. Technically, you know, that's really how the landscape of Western society is. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you're supposed to wait, mm-hmm. get married, then have children, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the makeup of 90% of people in America.
Right.
So for her, and kudos to her, you know, and being able to do that. Like, but and it's like she got herpes or something. But y'all sitting out here listening to somebody say her cooch lips is pink and her booty hole is brown, and that's okay. And she's pregnant.
Right.
And she's pregnant. Yeah. I don't even know about who, but she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. Yvonne. Chike, we lost this. Is it a red flag?
No. Actually, this just past weekend, I heard a report where they're saying that there's probably more virgins than there ever has been due to the way we consume porn and how, well, not us, not our generation, the younger generation, they're more porn driven than actual. So with sexually transmitted diseases, the utensils that we use for separation and the access to porn, they're not really looking to do the deed as much anymore. They can get it virtually. They don't want to be close. They don't talk to each other. No one dates properly. So there's more virgins than there ever have been. And people are getting, they're carrying their virginity into a later age. So you have like 20-some year olds. I'm not talking about people you know.
No, no, not that. I was going to say that. I wouldn't even.
But the virginal window has definitely widened in the newer generations because sex isn't what it was.
They missing out. Okay, we gonna say
Wendy. And can I just add that these younger folks, they would rather do oral. That's one of the things that I read. They would rather do oral. They would rather do oral, and they don't consider that that's not sex. You know what herpes is, honey? You know, you can still get all that stuff all up in there. It's still a form of sex, but they just do it all willingly. I met 3524 on Instagram, and we hooked up, and all I did was just tuck on his pee a little bit. That don't count. If you don't get your ass out of here, I'm sorry. Right.
And you know, in some circles, you know, if you put it everywhere except, you know, the main place, you're still a virgin, technically.
Yeah. That's what those girls live on those, you know, when they all get the Amish people, they'll say that they do everything but, and they're still virgins. Mm-hmm.
Everything but. This girl was like, yeah, I'm a virgin. No one's ever been there. Just in my butthole.
Right, right.
What?
Damn. Never have I ever.
Never have I ever.
You out there. Listen. Lydia, thank you so much for Hot Topics. Chiki, I'll see you in movie reviews when we come back. Movie reviews with Adam and Chiki. We're back after this.
Well, lately I can't get enough of that good stuff. I feel the rush. Whatever you want, baby, trust you'll get it. So baby, stop wasting time and bring it. We fill with lust, our bodies thrust. Go knock the dust off that big dog. You can scream and cuss if it gets rough. Don't care if the neighbors fuss, let them hear it. Cause all of this right here is my shit. You know that's not just my passion, yeah. Anybody else gonna be hitting like that with a damn chance, yeah. This, you know that claim to my period, yeah. There ain't nobody else I'm gonna be with, so I gotta love my time. Touching on me, then you gon' get it. Cause me, you know right now I'm twisted. You glanced at me, you smiled and winked. You better stop playing cause I'm a freak. But you still proceed trying to kiss on me. But baby, I ain't got these lips for nothing. So babe, come get them and stop fronting. Yeah, baby, that's my shit, my shit. Ain't nobody else gonna be hitting like that. I put it down like this. This, yeah, baby, I claimed it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't nobody else I'm gonna be with, so I gotta lock it. So make you love me. So make you love me. So make you love me.
love it. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah, I love it.
You know that's not your passion.
Yeah, ain't nobody else gonna
hit it like that. Put it down like this. Ain't nobody else gonna put it down.
Yeah,
I claim
this.
Yeah,
ain't nobody else gonna hit it like that. Put it down like this.
I gotta lock it, lock it.
You know that's not your passion.
Yeah,
ain't nobody else gonna hit it like that.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Adam, how's it going? You ready for Thanksgiving?
It's going good, Stephen. Yeah, I can't wait to have the days off, really, and see family and stuff like that. But yeah, I am. How about you guys?
Yeah, we're just talking about it. I'm actually going to Miss Parker's house. She cooks every year and throws down. So do you help cook out at all?
Sometimes. It depends on the year. Sometimes we cook out. Sometimes we just pick up some stuff. But
can you cook?
Of course.
You don't want any person to cook.
I am an excellent chef. I haven't done turkey before, but I can make a mean cereal. So,
does your wife cook?
She does too. But out of the family, I'm the cook. Actually, I have more dishes. I cook more often. But she does have some signature meals. But it makes for good holidays because I get a lot of good cooking things that she gets to enjoy as well. So it's a win-win for everyone.
I know I've been to your parties. Did you ever cook there?
I cook sometimes. My roommate cooked, Josh, sometimes too. So, yeah, it just depended.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. Well, listen, I'll let y'all take away movie views.
Sure thing. So I saw The Killer, this movie we were talking about last week, the latest David Fincher movie. And this is a film that follows Michael Fassbender as a hitman. And he's very meticulous, very proper, very methodical. And something goes wrong during his latest hit, which triggers a whole string of events that causes him to travel all over the world to kind of right things. And I don't want to go into, maybe we could talk, since Chike, you saw it, we could do kind of like a little spoiler thing after you put your thoughts in. But this is actually, it's I really liked it. So I'll say it's slow moving, but it wasn't slow moving in a sense that I felt like I wanted to look away or look at my phone. David Fincher really set up a lot of good scenes. And, you know, Michael Fassbender, as we've talked about before, is a great actor. And this is really a piece with him. He's most of the movie, and it's a lot of solo shots with him. And the way they set up the intensity and what he's doing, I loved. And I'll also say, you know, this is not like a Taken or a John Wick. This is a slow-moving movie in that sense that you're not getting a lot of action pack scenes. Although I will say the fight scene in this movie, there is one, a little spoiler, and it's probably one of the best I've seen in a long time. They really did a great job with it. Streaming on Netflix, again, if you're a fan of these, you know, again, slower paced hitman movies, definitely check it out. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah. I felt like this movie was custom tailored to Michael Fassbender's talent.
Yes.
He delivers, I think when he's his best, it's when it's slow and methodical like this. Mm-hmm. You know, you see him like this in Prometheus.
Yep.
See him like this in Shane. You see him like this in a lot of movies, because this is his I would call it a Cadillac performance from him. Mm-hmm. It's very pristine and speaks to who he is as an artist. And who better than to be his nemesis than the female counterpart who delivers the same as an actress, Tilda Swinton. Tilda Swinton is the female version of Michael Fassbender. I think it was brilliant casting. This was a brilliant movie. I give it an A+. Definitely you should check this out. And the fight scene, OMG. Very realistic.
Yes. Very realistic.
Because, you know, a lot of times we watch these movies, and I'll say John Wick, because that has a big fan base. And you look at these fight scenes, and they're great fight scenes, and they're awesome and entertaining. But, you know, it's a John Wick movie, so you know that John Wick's going to prevail at some point. Not so much the case in this, and I'm not giving you a spoiler, but, you know, I was like, woo, oh,
yeah,
did that
battle.
Just happen? So, yeah, definitely check it out. And I definitely feel like if they wanted to, this can go on. They can do a couple more films out of this if they'd like. They could do a prequel. They can go anywhere they want to with this. Or it could just be the end.
Well, and I learned it's based off a French graphic novel, this character. Mm-hmm. So there's probably a lot of source material. And mm-hmm. another thing that I thought was interesting is David Fincher signed up for this movie in 2007. So mm-hmm. I don't know how long the development process was, but it's crazy to think. And again, for anyone who doesn't think too much about, you know, behind the scenes in movies, but you know, you can get a movie signed off if you're a screenwriter, and it could still take decades before it's made. But yeah, it's very interesting. And I don't know, you know, he's done so much since then, Gone Girl, Social Network, for example. So yeah, it's he could do a lot with this, and I think he did kind of the story he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely check that out. And it made it even more attractive that I was able to be at home mm-hmm. in a nice environment to watch this film. Yeah, so definitely check that out. And I want to shout out to Netflix for actually presenting this. This was a good one.
Yeah. And then just to add to a little bit of spoilers, so if you don't want to listen, I liked how he turned kind of that beginning, the trope on its head of you think you're watching like the perfect assassin that's going to do his thing, and then he messes up, and you learn throughout the whole movie he's good at his job, but he is not like the ultimate killer. He makes a lot of mistakes. You know, bungles up some things. The scene with the lawyer is one example where he thinks he knows, and he thinks he's like, I'm going to stick to the plan. That's my mantra. And then the guy dies sooner than he expected. It has a lot of those fun elements where you're like, okay, I'm watching someone who probably has that, you know, we've seen people like that in real life, probably that like, yeah, I can do everything perfectly. And then you just watch him kind of do things that kind of fail a little bit, but they keep trying.
Yeah.
So
what I got from that was those are the techniques that he learned over time to keep himself in line so that he wouldn't mess up. And, you know, he's made some bubbles along the way, but if he stuck to those principles, then he would be okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And throughout the whole movie, he's like kind of breaking a little bit of those rules. And even at the end, he learns that, like, he talks about, you know, you want to be one of the few, the elite. And then at the end, he's like, you know what? I'm okay with being one of the many because that's who I am.
Yep. Yeah. Definitely a good watch.
Yeah.
Did you see anything else?
Nope. That was it for me for the weekend.
Okay. I saw Blue Eye Samurai, the anime on Netflix. Superb. Superb. I thought that was a great story. Those people that have watched Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill, the Oren Ishii character, her storyline was pretty much the same storyline for Blue-Eyed Samurai. It's about a mixed breed Asian female who was discarded in society. And this is back when Japan had closed its borders and wouldn't let any outsiders in. But there happened to be a businessman who happened to be Caucasian inside the borders. And of course, you know, he impregnates a woman and she has a child. And that child is Japanese with blue eyes. And so she's an outcast. And then, you know, her going through living life as an outcast and growing up ashamed and being scorned to the identity of who her father could be or should be. And she goes on a hunt, like Oren Ishii went on a hunt in her storyline to kill those people that did her wrong. And so it was a pretty interesting movie about revenge. And the fact that it's anime, the fight scene, superb. The storyline, superb. Everything about it was perfect. I am a fan of illustration because I think that you can do so much more in illustration than you can do with live action. Mm-hmm. And Marvel, if you're listening, take a note. Maybe you need to do a full-on animated movie as opposed to the live actions. Just maybe one or two films. Just take a note. Anyway, I highly suggest you check it out. It's a limited series, but it has a lot of wallop. And those, you know, we have anime fans out there. Anime fans would not be disappointed. It's a great story, great dialogue. Stars Maya Erskine, Brenda Song, Darren Baronet, and the legendary George Takei. You know, George Takei from Star Trek. So definitely check that out. It's definitely worth the watch.
Perfect.
The morning show, Steven.
You're muted, Steven. That's probably for the best, so we don't hear how much you love this show.
No, I saw I didn't watch it yet. I had every intention of watching it on Friday, you know, because I told you, like, watching it on the weekend. Yeah. And one of my friends came over. I was busy all weekend. But I'm going to watch it either tonight or tomorrow. But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just say, and maybe you can agree with me, maybe not. And I thought about this last night and what I was going to talk about tonight about it. I'm going to say this about the morning show. And I haven't said this about any show. I don't think I have. Every single episode after the third episode, so three episodes in, every episode after the third episode is like a season cliffhanger. That's how deep it is.
Yeah. I agree.
One of the better shows that's on TV right now, in my
Adam's in their hate.
I'm still waiting. Stephen Knight's show listener, send me your login to Apple so I can watch this show.
Actually, got you have like Apple One now, and it has like all the different things you can that Apple has, I guess.
I actually saw something on YouTube today. Actually, Apple, they're doing 7-day free trials. Mm-hmm. So check it out, Adam. 7-day free trials.
All right,
you can do a lot in 7 days.
You know, a lot in 7 days.
That's true. That's true. All right, you guys will probably convince me.
Any thing coming out of the pipeline?
A couple things on my radar. So the Hunger Games movie, The Songbird of Snakes and Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. That's the prequel book. It's the origin story of President Snow. I read the book. It was fun. So I'm looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. And then for Thanksgiving, that the new Ridley Scott movie, Napoleon. I've only seen like a couple of trailers, but I know they're advertising it nonstop. And you know, after I cook a giant turkey, I need something to wind down with. So probably watch an epic about Napoleon.
It sounds like a great way to spend it.
I'm looking to watch Candy Cane Lane with Eddie Murphy and Tracy Ellis Ross. She's hilarious. He's hilarious. I'm hoping that this movie is hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm kind of looking for Eddie Murphy to find his, and I know he's trying to appeal to family now, you know, he's older, you know, he's a pop, you know, at, you know, this stage in his life, but right. I kind of sort of want Boomerang, Harlem Nights, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah. Distinguished gentleman.
I kind of need that fella. I need that guy.
Yeah.
I want to see that. And then also, I saw a trailer to Zack Snyder, who's one of my favorite directors. He's doing this new movie for Netflix called Rebel Moon, and it's part one. If you haven't seen the trailer, check out the trailer. This looks like it's going to be an epic film.
Nice.
It's a lot going on, so definitely check out the trailer.
Yeah. I want to see Tyler Perry, his documentary comes out. I think it's on Amazon. It comes out Friday, and he had no creative control. His son's mom did it, and someone else, but they're both in their own right, playwright, you know, directors. And so he said it was hard for him to watch it because he had to relive everything he'd been through. But he said he was very proud of the work they'd done. He said, because if I didn't like it, it would never see the light of day. But they did it. So it comes out. Friday. But he got emotional because he was on The View promoting it, and Sarah Haynes said, because everything he did, he's done it to represent his mom. And he said that Sarah Haynes said, I feel like I met your mom watching this documentary, and that made him lose it. He couldn't pull it together. Yeah, so I look forward to seeing that. I think he does a lot of great stuff for people.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see it. And I think seeing, you know, this a serious side of him, you know, and really what he went through, I think it'll be good to see that. It's inspiring, if anything. So, yeah.
Nice. And then I'm sure you've seen some holiday movies already.
I have not yet, Adam, but I was thinking about it because Steven. Every time I turn on my Fire Stick, now they're promoting them.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost that time.
They should just have a dedicated Steven Knight channel with your movies and the British director's movies. So all there.
I think I'm going to watch it starting next week. So, yeah. I'll keep you posted.
Oh, yeah. We'll, yeah, thank you.
Well, listen, guys, thank you as always for letting us know what to spend our time, money on, what not to. Have a great week and happy Thanksgiving. See you after that. Right back after this.
Absolute is available right now on all platforms, and I'm hanging out here on the Steven Knight Show. Peace and love.
Welcome back to the Steven Knight Show. Now it's time to highlight our Black-owned business. It's Plant Made. They have hair, beard, body wash, just a whole bunch of products, but it's all plant-based. It's Plant Made. We are plantmade.com is their website, but there'll be a link in the bottom of in the video, bio of this video. But I want to thank you all for tuning in. Hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family, and we'll see you in December. Right back up. Have a good night.